In the North African country of Sudan, one of the world's longest civil wars shows no sign of abating. The Sudanese government, based in the north of the country, is locked in conflict with separatist rebels in the south. Over the past 18 years, some 2 million people have died as a result of the war. The fighting has exacerbated the problem of slavery. People from the largely black African population in the south are captured and sent to the largely Arab north, to the growing alarm of human rights groups and relief organizations. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
Abak Noor Bol and several other women sing while building a relief agency compound in Akom in exchange for the only food they're likely to get these days. In this part of southern Sudan, the terrain is almost perfectly flat. The landscape is dotted with the grass roof huts of the Dinka people who populate this region. There's no sign of modernity here, no electricity, no roads. The way of life is as ancient as some of the tactics used in Sudan's civil war. The people here talk of marauding horsemen, sacking villages, raping and enslaving women, and looting the livestock. The marauders are from pro-government militia. Abak Noor Bol was captured by them 3 years ago. Along with three sons and a daughter, she was taken to a village north of the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. She's one of tens of thousands of southern Sudanese believed to have been enslaved. Bol says she and her children were captured when they stopped to tend her wounded husband.
He's saying that the husband is not alive. They killed him immediately because they came in with horses. And then when we saw him, we saw them, we just ran. When we ran, they shoot the man. And that's why we stopped, even they captured us.
Ball says while being driven north along with the captured livestock, one son, a 12-year-old, lost track of a cow and was executed. Her 13-year-old daughter was raped on the journey, and afterwards the daughter became pregnant and died in childbirth. That's when Bol decided to escape, leaving her two remaining sons behind. She walked for 90 days, often without food or water in semi-desert conditions, before arriving emaciated and near death here in Akom. Some degree of slavery has long been a feature of Sudan, but it's become a huge problem since the war began and pro-government militia became players in the conflict. Militia pay is whatever they can loot from nearby villages, and that sometimes includes the villagers themselves who are sold into slavery. In addition, the government appears to have made slavery a deliberate part of its strategy in the civil war. In response to growing international pressure, the government has denounced the practice and recently set free a trainload of slaves captured by their militia. The fighting in southern Sudan has intensified substantially over the past few months. After suffering several major defeats, the government has launched counterattacks that threaten the work of international relief agencies. The government recently tripled the number of areas where UN Food Agency planes can no longer fly. That's caused even greater hardship for the millions of people displaced by the fighting in southern Sudan. On this Sunday morning, people from the village of Pantau, about 500 miles west of Akom, celebrate a Catholic Mass under a tamarind tree. They're among the 4 million southern Sudanese displaced by this war. Another 500,000 are refugees outside Sudan. These people were driven from villages near the railway by armed militia protecting the government military trains full of troops and war supplies from attack. From the church service, the women head for a nearby airstrip for their share of a massive international food drop to aid the millions of southern Sudanese threatened with starvation. They leave the children behind. Many children haven't learned to differentiate between Russian-built bombers and UN relief planes, and the children often mistake the sound of food bags crashing into the ground for the attacks of helicopter gunships. Catholic Bishop Cesar Mazzolari says these displaced people living from food delivery to food delivery are the real victims of Sudan's civil war.
It's always the civilians who are the target. We are being exterminated. It is a slow, untalked about, unknown, silent genocide that goes on day by day.
The rebels in the south have also been accused of atrocities. Many southern Sudanese blame the long-running war on a long-felt disrespect toward the largely African south by the mostly Arabic north, which has tried to impose Sharia or Islamic law throughout the country. Most southerners also believe the government in the north is determined to retain control of the resources in the south, including fertile farmland, abundant water from the Nile River, and increasing discoveries of oil reserves. Dinka chief Niall Tang Niall voices a near unanimous sentiment when he says the South must become a separate nation. Chief Niall says the South and the North have nothing in common at all.
In the first place, our color is not the same. Also, the religion are not the same. And you don't agree with the religion, you are killed immediately. Our cows and their cows are not the same. Secondly, our goats and their goats are not the same. They don't have water and we have water. They don't have grass and we have grass.
And so the conflict continues. Most observers believe the killing and suffering in southern Sudan will increase greatly in the coming months. Kenneth Walker, NPR News in rebel-held southern Sudan.